Hello, it is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops, and I am going to be doing a waiver wire trend slash waiver wire pickups video so that you get headed into the weekend with some good pickups. And the purpose of this is to identify the volume and the movement on the waiver wire to identify why. And by identifying the why, we can figure out if some of these guys are worthy of picking up or just streaming for a couple of games over the weekend to maximize your week. Week 8 is almost here. Happy Friday to everyone. If you could do me a favor before we get started and smash that like button for me for the YouTube algorithm. If you're new to the channel, please go ahead and subscribe. We're almost at 2,500 subscribers, and my goal is 5,000 by the end of this season. Can we accomplish that? I think we can. And strongly consider joining the official Discord server of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Right now, I am still taking Rate My Team inquiries. You have to go to the official Discord, go to the Rate My Team section, post your team, and I'm going to be doing a video very soon rating your team. And if you want to participate in that, that is the way to go ahead and do that. But all right, guys, let's get started right away. Hamidou Diallo. Why is Hamidou Diallo being picked up? Well, quite simple. Oklahoma City Thunder right now are dealing with some injuries. George Hill is injured. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is injured as well as Lugansz Dort. So that's opened up playing time for Hamidou Diallo. People are just streaming him while the value is there. The minutes are there. His last game had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals. The 6 turnovers, really bad. No 3-pointers. But for a guy that's only rostered in 22% of leagues, he may be worthy of a streaming spot. And if we see here, using the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension, we see he has 2 games remaining this week. So not a bad pickup for that reason. Darius Bazley is on this list for a very similar reason. 2 games remaining, and he's had 2 decent games in a row. People kind of were a bit hard on him. I know I've been hard on him all season, but I've said all along there's going to be inconsistency. That means there's going to be stretches of consistency and stretches where he lacks the consistency, and that's what we've seen so far. His upside is undeniable, though, especially with all these injuries, and he's getting 30 plus minutes per game. He's only rostered in 45% of leagues. If you were high on him earlier in the season, maybe now's the time to pick him up to see if he can continue producing to the level he's been producing. I personally don't like him because he hurts both of your percentages, and the steals and blocks numbers really have not been there so far. I would like to see improvement in those areas for me to really consider him in a 12-team league. But with all the injuries they're dealing with right now, he's probably worthy of a streaming spot. If he doesn't do well, you can drop him. But he does present the possibility of getting you some 3 steals and blocks to help you win your week. But he does also present the possibility of tanking your percentages. So keep that in mind when making a move. DeMarcus Cousins is listed because Christian Wood went down with an ankle injury, unfortunately. So he may be looking at an extended absence. I don't believe we have the details of how long. I've heard rumors that possibly a month. But that opens up some playing time for DeMarcus Cousins. And when he's getting playing time, he's proven himself to be pretty valuable. Do keep in mind he's shooting 34% for the season. His free throw percentage is awful, and I don't see more minutes improving those. So that's something to keep in mind, just like with Darius Bazley. I guess the free throw percentage is average, not bad, but that field goal percentage is atrocious. Again, I don't know that more playing time is going to help that. If you want to take a flyer on him, maybe you have Christian Wood, you get to throw him in the IR once he has that eligibility, and maybe you want to ride DeMarcus Cousins. That's a possibility. I probably won't be targeting him. I have concerns about his health, and I just think there's probably better players available that probably have longer term value than DeMarcus Cousins is going to have. Now, we find out Christian Wood is gone for the next 2 to 3 months because of this injury, that's a different story. I have not heard that. I don't know if that news has come out, but for right now, I'm personally not rushing to pick up DeMarcus Cousins, though I would not hold that against you if you wanted to take a flyer on his upside. Jakob Poeltl is a guy who had 34 minutes February 3rd, had 4 blocks, 19 points, 8 rebounds, and the reason he got that much playing time had to do with the injury to LaMarcus Aldridge. Jacob Poeltl is now rostered in 29% of leagues, 10% of those pickups in the last day. He's a guy that when I had LaMarcus Aldridge, I recently traded both of them away, but I had Jacob Poeltl there as a handcuff to LaMarcus Aldridge. In case Aldridge got injured, I would get the benefit. But I mean, I traded both of them away just a few days ago for Mitchell Robinson and Nerlens Noel for a similar situation. Now in hindsight, would have been nice to keep Jacob Poeltl and trade LaMarcus Aldridge away, but hindsight's 20/20. What does Jacob Poeltl help you with? Well, as you can see there, shot 90% from the field, got you 4 blocks. He's been getting a sprinkle of blocks over the last few games, so he's a valuable player as far as helping your field goal percentage. He can rebound when he's getting the minutes, and he can get you significant blocks in a short amount of time. So if he's getting 30 minutes consistently, he can help you in those areas. He's somebody I would consider picking up. Think of him almost like a low-end Clint Capella type player. And as long as LaMarcus Aldridge is out, he may see significant playing time. And with that playing time, he's able to produce. So now may not be a terrible time to pick him up. If you have LaMarcus Aldridge, it's probably not the worst idea, especially in the deeper format, to keep Jacob Poeltl for the majority of the season as a handcuff. Theo Maledon, he's being picked up because of the injury I mentioned before to George Hill's thumb. He got 6 steals in his last game. But again, just very similar to Darius Bazley, his percentages are poor. And outside of that 6 steals, he wasn't really getting many steals before that. He has some value as long as the playing time is there with all the injuries to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you may want to consider picking him up in a deeper format until those guys return. And even then, towards the end of the season, we may see him get some development minutes as they start sitting those veterans. Thaddeus Young has been capitalizing on the injury to Wendell Carter Jr. on the Chicago Bulls. This last game shot almost 82% and 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, a block. A tremendous production there. His team did lose the game, but he has some short-term value. Wendell Carter Jr. is gone until the beginning of March, I believe, at the very least. So if he's available in your league, now may be the time to pick him up. I picked him up in my 10-team league just a few days ago. He's been picked up 42% in just the last day. So if he's available in your league, you may want to take a flyer on him, especially if you have Wendell Carter Jr. When Wendell Carter Jr. returns, Thaddeus Young is probably going to be your drop. Bobby Portis has had 2 strong games in a row. He's now rostered in only 53% of leagues, which is still pretty low. He was being dropped because he had a couple of poor games. His minutes seemed to be going down. And now we see in only 17 minutes what he's able to do. So he's not a guy I expect at any point to get more than 17 to 22 minutes per game. But he can produce in limited playing time. And if you have Brook Lopez, he's not the worst person to consider as a handcuff. Josh Jackson had 6 turnovers, played 30 minutes, though he did have 2 blocks, 3 three-pointers, and he's been really inconsistent so far this season. The percentages are not nice at all. He does play 2 games the remainder of the week, so there is some value there, so you could keep that in mind. Gary Trent Jr. only has 1 game remaining this week, but he's been on a tear, and Damian Lillard missed the game. CJ McCollum is still out. Derrick Jones Jr. is dealing with an injury. Just a lot of opportunity available right now. He's going to hurt your percentages, but he can get you, like Wayne Ellington, just a lot of threes in a short amount of time. But just like Wayne Ellington, if he's not hitting threes, he doesn't really help you in any other area. So ride him while the hand is hot. But again, remember Wayne Ellington, where he was killing it last week. People dropped some really good players to pick him up. And now he's been laying duds and he's right back on the waiver wire. So that could possibly happen with Gary Trent Jr. as well, especially as they start getting healthy. That is something that you don't want to ignore. You don't want to be left holding the bag. That's another investment term. And I don't know if you guys realize this, but I teach you a lot of investment principles with these videos. If you're really paying attention and you're looking through the eye of what investments are, I share a lot of investment principles that you can apply when investing. And I plan to make a video soon on how fantasy basketball and investments are pretty similar. And that's something you would like to see. Comment below. I know you guys have shown some interest, and I have some interest in showing the parallels, because they're very similar skill sets and they require a very similar mentality of not acting out of emotion, but acting out of analysis, out of logic, and being patient and capitalizing on opportunities when they present themselves. Royce O'Neal has been a popular pickup this week due to the fact that the Jazz play games on pretty much the light days, which can help you out a lot when they're not all playing on the heavy days. That means you end up having players on your bench not producing for you. Royce O'Neal, he contributes across the board. He doesn't wow you in any one specific area. He just contributes a little bit of everything, which can be pretty useful, especially considering his percentages are nice and he keeps the turnovers low. We see he has two games remaining this week, so that gives him some value. And again, the games happen to be on the lighter days, so he may be someone you consider picking up as a streamer. And then next week, if there's somebody that you like on the waiver wire, he's probably going to be your drop, though he does have some low-end value for the remainder of the season. Miles Bridges, a guy I've hyped up a whole lot. He's been playing himself back onto more rosters. He's been picked up 4% in the last day. He's still owned in less than 50% of rosters. I like his ability, again, to block shots, to hit threes, and just to contribute across the board. His percentages so far this season are really, really nice, shooting 95% from free throw and close to a steal, close to a block per game. I'd say he's what people expected from Darius Bazley. I think you're getting it from Miles Bridges. So if I had the choice between both, I would pick up Miles Bridges, personally speaking. I just think he has, I don't want to say more upside, but I think he has a higher floor and that he's going to be more consistent. TJ McConnell continues to be very impressive. I'm upset I dropped him in a deep league to pick up Hassan Whiteside just a couple of weeks ago, because ever since, he's been on a tear. He's been getting steals, he's been getting assists. He's been getting more turnovers lately than we're accustomed to, but the playing time has been higher as well. He's getting consistently close to 30 minutes per game, and we could see that continue as long as Caris LeVert and TJ Warren are out and missing time. Again, he's available in way more leagues than he should be. He's only rostered in 20% of leagues. For a guy that's averaging close to 2 steals per game and over 6 assists per game in category leagues, he's also helping your field goal percentage, and the turnovers are not that high. So if you're punching points, and even if you're not punching points, I think this guy has a lot of value. Those assists are hard to find on the waiver wire, and so are steals. So to have a guy that can give you both, only rostered in 20% of leagues, seems almost criminal. Pick him up if you need a fourth point guard to round out your rotation. Norman Powell, I'm not the biggest fan of Norman Powell, but after missing 2 games, he came back, played 29 minutes, had 4 3-pointers, scored 23 points, had 4 steals, and he's been better than projected, at least better than I projected. The playing time has been there for him. He's rostered in 69% of leagues, so he may not be available in your league, but if he is, he's somebody that you may want to consider a flyer on. Naz Reid, he's being picked up because of the game tonight. He play again on February 6th, so there's a back-to-back. Karl Anthony Towns isn't back yet, though we can't imagine it's going to be too much longer. So I don't think he has much long-term value, but he may have some value for you with 2 games remaining for the week. He has the ability to hit the threes, get some rebounds, and get some blocks for you. I'm personally not targeting him because I prefer guys that I think have longer term value. But Naz Reid isn't the worst choice if you're trying to be competitive in threes while still being competitive in blocks. Juan Toscano-Anderson played 40 minutes in a win against Dallas, had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 3-pointers, only rostered in 7% of leagues with the injury to James Wiseman and with the injury to Kevon Looney. He makes a logical pickup. The minutes are going to be there at least for the next couple of weeks, and he's available in some really deep formats. So if you're in a 16-team league, maybe even some 14-team leagues, I think he's worthy of consideration until they start getting some healthy bodies back. Jay Sean Tate had 19 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Shot almost 78%, and I really like that production. He's actually been pretty decent, only rostered in 5% of leagues. I think he's worthy of consideration. That Rockets team is, even though they've done okay ever since the James Harden trade, they've actually done more than okay. They've done really well. I don't know that they have the firepower to be a playoff team with the play-in. They may be competitive enough to be in contention for that play-in, which means that if Jayshon is performing, we may see him continue getting minutes. There's not that many talented wings on that team. So guys like Daniel House Jr., Jayshon Tate, in my opinion, have a lot of upside. As long as he's getting minutes, I would take a flyer on him for a guy only rostered in 5% of leagues. That's some really nice production to leave off on the bench. I would pick him up to see if he continues getting the playing time. And if he continues getting the playing time, he's definitely worthy of not only a streaming spot, but maybe a solidified spot as long as he's performing. Dante DiVincenzo is rostered in only 57% of leagues. I've been high on him the entire season. The field goal percentage has been low, and that's because of his stretch over the last few weeks. That's why he's available on a lot of waiver wires. But we saw him yesterday get 16 points, 3 assists. The steals were not there, though he did get a block at 0 turnovers. And I just think he's going to be better than he has been. I believe in him a lot. Maybe I'm biased as a Bucks fan, but I love his ability to get you threes, his ability to get you steals, to keep the turnovers low. And he tends to have a higher field goal percentage than he's had over the last few games. Hopefully his shooting slump is over and we see him producing at a higher level. I think now is the time to pick him up if he's on your waiver wire. Cole Anthony, he's been playing himself back into value. He was really just a rancid fantasy player to have there for a while. Even after the Markel Fultz injury, that's when I originally told you to pick him up. But he was bad even after that. Maybe not rosterable, really. His field goal percentage was just so awful. He was getting turnovers. He was getting steals. But lately, you see there, the last two games, shot 58%, shot 50%, 16 points in both games. The opportunity's there. The playing time is there. The Magic are just dealing with too many injuries. Aaron Gordon is down now, and Cole Anthony just keeps climbing up that pecking order. So for a guy that's only rostered in 43% of leagues, you may want to pick him up. I would pick him up if you're willing to punt field goal percentage. I don't think he's going to be a guy. Even in college, he was a lower field goal percentage guy. He's not a guy that helps you in that area, but he has the ability to help you with assist. He has the ability to score. He has the ability to shoot a high free throw percentage. And he just has upside as a young player. He can improve and improve on your team. His value increases significantly, and you may be able to trade him to somebody else while his value is really high for somebody you're more confident in. Now is the time to make that move, because a few more games of strong performances, he's not going to be available to you any longer. Kevin Werter, I feel the exact same thing about, except I think he has much higher upside. He's rostered in only 56% of leagues. Last game, he had 16 points, 3 steals. The game before that, he had 21 points, 10 assists, 2 steals, 4 three-pointers. DeAndre Hunter's dealing with knee issues. Danilo Gallinari's been dealing with injury issues all season long. Cam Reddish has been dealing with some injuries. There's just a lot of opportunity available, and Kevin Werter is one of the most dynamic young players in the NBA, in my opinion. I think he's just scratching the surface of his potential, both in real life and as a fantasy basketball asset. You can see there, he keeps the turnovers low, he gets you steals, he gets you threes. The percentages leave some to be desired, but I think he can improve in those areas as well. He's been a quality player since his rookie year, and I think his upside is tremendous. He's still a very young player. He's only rostered in 56% of leagues. If you're in a deeper format, I would try to trade for him, because I don't think people still value him to the degree he should be valued. He's one of my favorite waiver wire pickups, or one of those guys I think you should try to trade with that still has a lot of upside to perform for you. All right, and then lastly, I just wanted to discuss guys that are being dropped so that we can see maybe why they're being dropped. So there was a lot of hype for DeAnthony Melton. He still got 24 minutes. He had 8 points, 5 assists, and even got you a block. I don't think he should be dropped. What happened is he's being dropped because people saw these games and expected that to continue. And the one moment he scored 8 points, now they're dropping him en masse. He still got 24 points. He still helped you in multiple categories. I personally would still hold on because my main concern with DeAnthony Melton was always the playing time, and it looks like the playing time is there for now, so I would continue holding on. Kyle Anderson had only 23 minutes, missed, looks like, all of his shots, and didn't get you any steals and blocks. He has not been the same player that we started the season off with, and I expected that to happen. If you picked him up, I can understand dropping him if there's a good enough pickup on the waiver wire, but as long as Jaren Jackson Jr. is out, there's still some opportunity there for him. Jonas Valanciunas is out as well. There's still some opportunity there for him to produce, though it just has to be said that he's really fallen off here in the last month. Some people took a flyer on Josh Richardson after a strong performance against Atlanta, but then he followed that up in 31 minutes with 22% from the field, 6 points, five assists. Just Josh Richardson's been a huge disappointment so far. And I wouldn't even say just so far, but I would say for the majority of this season and last season, he's been a pretty massive disappointment. People are moving on from Seth Curry in a hurry. After two rough games in a row, it looks like he was not feeling well. He was dealing with COVID. Now, as we say here all the time, it's very easy to pick up guys when they're doing really well and you're competing with everyone. It takes a real fantasy baller to pick up a guy after two games like this because, again, you're going off of what he was doing before. The opportunity that lays ahead of him. To be the guy that moves on because of two or three bad games from a player with his upside and his ability to produce with the minutes he's getting, to me, that's how you give away the value on your team chasing pump and dumps. Okay, another investment term. Now, if someone dropped Seth Curry in your league, pick him up. He's going to be better than this, okay? COVID did not sap him of his ability to play basketball. He probably is rusty, has not fully recovered, probably rushed back, and he's going to play himself back into shape. He needs to gain that momentum again that he lost from the time off. A guy like Jimmy Butler came back and went right into it, but Jimmy Butler's a different tier of player. Seth Curry is still really good. You could see here, his percentages are perfect. Over 50% field goal, over two threes, close to a steal per game. He can consistently do that for the entire season. So if somebody drops him in your league, you definitely want to pick him up. All right, guys, that is my video for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was educational. If you, again, would like to get these cool, nifty games remaining, showing on your Yahoo client, the way to do that is to download the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension right there, Fantasy Basketball WZRD. I'll be including a link in the description so that you can get that extension. And not only does it do that, but it also gives you access to this extended box score, which you will not be showing unless you have this extension. It is the best fantasy basketball Chrome extension. It's one of my favorite fantasy basketball tools. I don't pay for any fantasy basketball tools besides using this one, which again is free, so I don't pay for it. I think they should charge for it, honestly, because it's that good, but they don't want to. They want you to have access to this tool for free to help you with your fantasy league. So if you have not downloaded it yet, you are truly missing out. And the other thing you can do, please visit the official Discord server of Barack Lesnar Hoops, which you can see right here, loading it for you right now. There are the server rules. Make sure you're following them. But you can come down here to rate my team. Go ahead and you post your team in here, and I will be making my next rate my team video using the teams that you post here. Now, if you want to skip the line, then the way to do that is by joining the Patreon only channels, which you can do by supporting me on Patreon. I'll post those in the description, but you pay a couple of bucks a month, you get access to the Patreon only channels. You come here to the Rate My Team mailbag Q&A. There's also the Patreon chat where you get access to me. If you're messaging me and you're not a Patreon, unfortunately, I probably won't be messaging you back unless it's one of the public channels or one of these Rate My Team videos. I have limited time and I have to make my time for one-on-ones available to my paying subscribers. Again, I will still be doing free things such as the Rate My Teams. I will answer these on occasion, but if you really want access to me, you have to strongly consider joining as a Patreon. And you'll have access to them. You want to message me directly at any point of the day for a question, I'll be there to help you out. I'll put a link in the description for that Patreon. You could also join as a member below. And as an introductory offer, if you join as a member below, I will give you access to the Patreon only channels as long as you're a YouTube member. That link is in the description as well. You could click that join button below. But all right, guys, if you have not yet, smash that like button for me. Please subscribe if you haven't yet, and feel free to watch one of these two videos above recommended to you by the YouTube algorithm. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar Hoops. I'm Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, and I'm bringing swag to the swagless, as my boy Sid said. All right, y'all, take care.